In the spring of 2020, a couple of months into the COVID-19 pandemic, I realized I was spending far too much time watching Netflix and wasting a golden opportunity to read more books. I stumbled upon the book The Entrepreneurial State by Dr. Mariana Mazzucato. I've worked in technology for over 20 years, first in a large multinational corporation, then as a startup founder in a couple of tech startups, and more recently for a government agency. I was always interested in technologies in terms of how they function and what their impact is to the user. I hadn't really thought of the full extent to which public money shifts tech industries. In her book, Dr. Mazzucato outlines three ways the US government helps private sector develop tech products and build successful businesses. 1. By funding big tech initiatives that have long-lasting positive economic impact. The Apollo program and other NASA-funded projects, DARPA, and publicly funded university programs resulted in the internet, the GPS, several other groundbreaking discoveries still generating new commercial products today. 2. By directly funding early-stage startups at a phase when they are considered too immature for private venture capital. Companies like Intel, Compaq, Tesla, and Apple have all received early-stage public financial support in some form. And 3. By protecting U.S. companies with legislation, for example through intellectual property protection, aiding them to succeed in international business by conducting trade negotiations, and retaining government programs to create demand, tax cuts, purchase programs in public schools, military procurement, etc. Much of this is hidden from the public discourse. In business talk, the role of the government is seen as an unnecessary regulator and an inconvenience to the invisible hand of the free market. In this context, when governments are asked not to be part of the tech ecosystems, the assumption is that private sector is better at innovating on its own. However, taking a closer look at the achievements of Apple, Microsoft, Google, and other absolute success stories, it's obvious they would not have become the success they are without the role of the US government. Taxpayers' money is crucial in high-risk areas which private investors deem too risky, too far out there, not even a market yet. There's not one venture capitalist out there who would have imagined, planned, and then funded the internet, for example. Another example we'll look into later in the podcast series is the small satellite industry. Allowing governments to think big and not stay out of the way, we can build ground for technology inventions and solutions that tackle big societal problems such as climate change, pandemias, unemployment, and inequality. These big new fields that are not ready for business yet will become markets when governments are allowed to take risk, experiment, fail, and undeniably succeed. Governments not only have deep enough pockets to take the exploratory risks, they also have the incentive, as they are in any case going to pay for the society's failure if it all goes wrong. Fast forward to fall of 2021, we're still under COVID-19 restrictions, but I've managed to read quite a few more books and papers about this topic, started to follow a handful of people on Twitter, and generally just look at the tech world actively through a different lens now. I find there are many good authorities who look at governments and innovation from the economist's point of view. As a technology professional, I wanted to create this podcast series in order to bring more meat around the argument. I will look at technologies in their varying stages of maturity, of commercialization, impact to number of jobs, impact to the environment, people's health, etc. By focusing in technologies rather than the GDP or budget deficit, I hope to bring the point closer to those currently planning, designing, and creating new inventions. Welcome aboard.